from answering the cry of your heart. For many of you are standing in a place of decision, in a good place of decision. But my spirit is soliciting from you a higher walk. When the psalmist said, when he said unto me, seek my face, and I said, your face will I seek, Lord. I'm asking of you to have the same response. For many of you that have loved me but stood in a place where I could only do so much in your life because of your busyness, because of a lot of different distractions, I'm wooing you by my spirit to come in. And I make this an easy journey for you if you'll just give me all that you can. On your way to work, if you'll pray, if you'll open up your heart. For those of you that are not baptized with a fluent tongue, if you'll just say, Lord, fill me. I'll come in the car where you're at. I'll come in your private places of rest and your bedrooms and your kitchens. I'll come in places other than church. I'm not a religious God. I'm a family God. I'm a father. And I seek to know my children. I'm not hard, but I continue to solicit from you and woo you continually to come over here. The world is in turmoil, as you well know, and will continue to grow darker and darker as the days increase towards the end. But for you, light will spring in the midst of darkness. Come into this place. Make these decisions in your heart in a tender place of yielding to me and saying, yes, your face will I seek. And every time you remind me to open up my heart in prayer and in tongues, I will, Lord. This is the Father's desire, saith the Spirit of grace. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden with life, and I'll give you rest, says the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Malakalasitiyate, yes, sir. That invitation was the first invitation for you to be born again, that you'll labor no more in the flesh, but in the Spirit. But many have come inside of the Spirit and yet do not ever learn how to live a carefree life. That place of intimacy is coupled with peace. You cannot separate the two. Intimacy and my peace, which I give unto you, says the Spirit of grace.